I grew up with those little Family Circus cartoons. Does anyone remember Family Circus? It's a one panel circle. Billy, Jeffy, Dolly, and Mom and Dad. And then sometimes there was this little gnome. Remember who the gnome was? Whenever something would happen, who broke this vase? A little gnome would appear. The gnome's name was Not Me. So Not Me was always there. And it was present in so many of the cartoons for a time because of the hijinks that Billy, Jeffy, and I'm getting the names right? Billy, Jeffy, and Dolly? Not Me. That's our usual when we don't want to take the blame for someone. Who did this? Not me. Grown-ups never do that. Grown-ups always do that, I mean. This week's Bible reading has a not me in it, but it's a different not me. Gospel according to Mark. Those names, well, that's actually what we call it, but the writer had a different title for it. It was The Beginning of the Good News of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the title. We call it Mark. Then it begins with sweet baby Jesus. No, it begins with John. But John is quick to point something out. It's not me. There is someone else on the way. That's what John was for. Or is that what John was for? Getting people ready for Jesus. Is that all he was for? Telling people that he was nothing compared to Jesus? Yeah. We talk about John the Baptist a lot too, though. So, if you're listening, Mr. the Baptist, you did more than just usher in Jesus. You told people to change their ways from selfishness and greed to kindness and generosity. Yeah, Jesus did that too, but you were saying that while you were dressed in animal skin and eating locusts and wild honey. People came from all over to you and they had life-changing experiences. You lived simply and you lived what you preached. And John the Baptist, that was enough to make a difference. As the church, as people who follow Jesus, as people who remember what John taught us to, we're supposed to make a difference. There, I've said it so many times, there's so much in the news. There's so much happening in the world to be angry about. Sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape culture, apparently pedophilia, and the seemingly entitled feelings of people to do it. It comes with power. It's never been okay. None of that's ever been okay. We're experiencing what you would call a reckoning right now, and it's important through all of this to do as Jesus and John did and side not with the powerful but with the marginalized and the silenced. There are wildfires burning in California, destroying homes, causing injuries, killing people. During times of tragedy, it's important for us to do as Jesus and John did and give our time and our resources to help those in need. So one really hard one to talk about. That's easy. How about conflict and violence in Israel and Palestine? Escalated after an announcement by our U.S. president. During times of conflict and violence, it is important for us to do as Jesus and John did in being advocates for justice, for equality, and a long-lasting peace that involves respect and cooperation. That's a lot. All of that is a lot. And maybe it seems too hard to make changes like that, that we can't do all of that. We can talk about peace on earth. We can paint murals, and that's beautiful. We can be about peace. We can be advocates for peace. Boy, that's a big order. So, while we're doing this Advent thing, while we're getting ready for Christmas, welcoming the Prince of Peace, can still make a difference. Maybe we can't change everything at once, but we can do some things that John did. We can be kind and generous. I know John wasn't always kind and generous, but he talked about kindness and generosity. And we can live simply. John lived simply. That is enough to make a difference. Me, you, all of us making a difference. Now John had something else to say too, though. Repent. I've talked about repenting before. A lot of other churches talk about repenting more. You'll hear it. Repent, repent. You're in big trouble if you don't repent. But repent means literally, and I'm using that literally, repent means to change direction. I'm going this way, now I'm going to go this way. Repent, turn around. In Matthew, John called the Pharisees and the Sadducees who came to be baptized a brood of vipers. He wanted them to repent. What are we supposed to repent from? We're supposed to repent from being vipers? Well, I mean, we're supposed to repent from sin. And maybe I should be more specific. Or maybe I shouldn't. We've done a good job at making lists over the years. We have the Ten Commandments, but we've got a whole long list. Some of the stuff we've taken from the Bible. No doubt. Something we've added to the Bible. Some things we've just made up. John wanted us to repent, not from everything that we've made up. He had some short things. He wanted us to repent from greed, from selfishness, and from making up rules. Like the Pharisees, the brood of vipers. You're making up too many rules. Stop it. John had genuine disdain for the ones who decided what the rules were and who enforced their ways on the people with neither the means nor the need to show off their wealth. He had disdain for that. Didn't have the means to do the proper prayer customs or costumes, even, or to have perfect adherence to the religious rules. John was about repentance from the holier than thou. That's something that we can understand. Stop being so holier than thou, we've probably said to ourselves or to somebody else. But he's about repentance from that. He's about repentance from judging others. He's about repentance from deciding how someone else should live. Yeah, we're good at making up rules. We're good at telling other people how they should live. Over the last few months, over the last year, I don't know, we've gotten good at taking a look at all of this and seeking to discern God's vision with all the rules that we're so good at adding on to. In our season of visioning, we've gotten good at hopefully stepping outside of all of the rules that we have laid out and saying, God, what do you want? How can we fulfill your purpose? How can we be the church that you have called us to be? Without all the rules that we've added. John was about repentance from. That's the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Repent from greed, selfishness, making up rules. Live simply with kindness and generosity. So let's keep getting ready. There's a few more weeks before Christmas. Really, there's 2 more weeks before Christmas. Oh my goodness. 2 more weeks in one day, I know. Be kind and generous. Live simply. Turn away from greed, selfishness, making up rules. Make a difference right now, today, later today, this week, ongoing. People continuing to discern God's call, living out love, generosity, peace, forgiveness. Time is now, my brothers and sisters. Time is now, Kirk, the time is now. This is the time. There's only a few weeks left as we're getting ready. So what are we waiting for? Amen.